This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, having banned smoking in restaurants and other gathering places, California now considers a smoking ban in prison. First, though, if you're voting in any of the political primaries this year, you may encounter something new: electronic voting machines. You cast your ballot. Well, actually, you don't have a ballot. You have a touch screen, like at ATM cash machines. No lever pulling, no pencil and paper, no hanging chads. Still, not everyone is happy with this system. Joining us now is Ira Flatow, host of NPR's Science Friday, regular Thursday guest on Day to Day. Ira, welcome back. How many of these machines are out there?
Well, Alex, there are tens of thousands of them all across the country and in dozens of states, and the numbers are growing. There's an effort since the Voting Act of 2002, which mandated that we have to get rid of all these paper ballots, you know, and so they're growing by leaps and bounds.
Well, how do the touchscreen things work?
You walk in, you think you're in your ATM booth. There's a computer screen. It's really a PC screen that's been turned into a voting machine. And you're given choices for your candidates, and you touch them. A little X comes up, marks the spot on the screen. And then you have the option of changing your vote. Then when you're done, you have to verify that's the voting that I want, and you push a button, and it records that vote. And that's basically how it works. It looks pretty simple.
So what is it that the critics don't like about this system?
Well, there are criticisms on all levels of this. First, there's the political level. Howard Dean charged last fall that the three major makers of the electronic voting machines are heavy contributors to the Republican Party. Walden O'Dell of Diebold, which is the biggest maker of the machines, for example, has promised to raise at least $100,000 for the Bush-Cheney reelection, according to many reports. Is that a conflict of interest?
You mean the idea is that they could just program these machines to only count Republican votes?
Well, that's what they were. They can deliver the vote,
okay.
You know, in some of these, that's what the charges are.
All right, what else?
There are critics at the on the high tech level, people who are very intimately involved in computers, and they worry about fraud or hacking the system or people cheating the system in some way. And while most people feel that these are important problems, the solutions may be coming. And one very simple way of ensuring that you can check on fraud is to require that when leaving the voting booth, a paper record of your vote is created, so that if there is some question about the tally, they can go back and manually count the paper ballots. Many of these electronic voting machines do not have a paper trail now. You have to rely on the count the machine says.
Oh, boy.
So if there is a close vote, for example, in Florida, the Miami Herald reported a really close vote where the margin of victory is only 12 votes. They didn't have a paper trail to go back and count the votes as was required by Florida's laws.
Well, so are the voting machine makers, couldn't they wire these things up to printers or something? It seems to me like they could comply.
Well, Diebold, according to a quote in the New York Times, is so eager to take over, you know, as many machines as they can by selling them. They said, we'll be happy to do anything to the machine that you want. If you want us to put a paper printer in, we'll do that. You want to have a paper trail, we'll do that. Just tell us what you want, and we'll try to comply with it.
And is the paper trail idea, is that going to solve the objections?
Well, I think it's catching on. There are many people who were supporting in Congress and the House bills that would require a paper trail. You have Rush Holt of New Jersey in Congress, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton of New York, and the Senate, among others. They're co-sponsoring bills that would require a record on paper. And then you have states like Nevada and California saying that their touch screens will require a paper printer. So it's heading in that direction.
Ira, we used to use these voting lever mechanical things. They didn't leave a paper trail, did they?
No, they didn't, if you think about it. But we trusted the people who ran the system. We trusted the machines themselves. They were low-tech.
Forget that stuff. No more trust.
look at the political system we're in today. Look at how the country is so divided, and basically in half. People are not very trusting of the political system, and they don't know what to make of electronic voting. You're basically trusting a PC that is sitting on your table, and you know how much trust people put in their PCs. And what's coming down the road is even something more controversial. We haven't even talked about email voting. There's some experiments with that, and that's a whole other bag of worms, or can of worms, as they would say.
Ira Flatow, host of NPR's Science Friday and Thursday guest on Day to Day. Ira, thanks again.
Thank you.